When Georgia's original charter school law was passed in 1993, only existing public schools could convert to charter status, and they had to have approval from the local and state boards of education. A charter school is an individual school that has a performance contract that governs its operations. That charter provides increased flexibility in exchange for increased accountability for student achievement. Attorney Andrew Broy is Charter Schools Director at the Georgia Department of Education.
We talk a lot about school-level governance and about governing councils of charter schools, but all of that is really designed to drive student achievement. So it's kind of a means to an end, and the ultimate end of any charter in this state is to take your students from where they are now and to move them forward.
In 2007, Georgia's charter school law was amended, allowing local school boards to apply the individual charter model at the district level.
The Charter Systems Act allows an entire system, Atlanta City Schools, Decatur City Schools, Cobb County, to charter all their schools at once with a single charter petition.
Dr. Phyllis Edwards is superintendent of the City Schools of Decatur.
We weighed it very, very heavily because it is brand new.
That petition itself has to ask for certain flexibility and also has to set forth performance goals for each of the schools within that system.
When I looked at what the legislation said, it said develop a unique system perspective with the outcomes of student achievement and allow systems to have the flexibility to create the kind of programs and structure that they need in order to get there.
Decatur City Schools began its charter system journey with community information sessions in September and October of 2007. The Decatur Board of Education approved the district's charter petition in December of 2007.
This school system, more than any other system that I've ever seen, is one that really is kind of like the heart of the city. It's a wonderful thing to know that the people, you know, that had kids in the school and now they have grandchildren or they don't have anybody in the school, they're still interested in providing a good education for the generations that follow. So I just saw it as a great fit.
The Decatur School Board has been really effective in working with the legislative delegation and informing us of the issues and working through the process. There's a potential for greater funding from the state if you have the system-wide charter status. We can establish our own rules and regulations and curriculum and be a little more creative.
Decatur's charter petition includes the following five performance goals: to improve academic achievement for all students, to close the achievement gap.
We have been struggling to find the right key for that because we know that we must definitely provide not just opportunities for all kids, we have to provide excellence for every child. For them not to be successful means that you and I and everybody in this nation is going to suffer in the long term.
The remaining three goals: to act as a system, to be fiscally responsible, and to strengthen ties with the community. From the beginning of the process, many state education officials felt Decatur's petition was exemplary.
It was obvious to me when I reviewed the petition that Decatur, more than any other system petition this year, did a job of working with the community to develop the petition. They had more listening sessions. They took feedback from the community, from parents, from teachers, from local business leaders, and reflected all that in the petition.
Andrew Broy says another aspect that made Decatur's petition strong was its use of waivers.
What Decatur did was go through the petition and set forth what waivers they're seeking from state law. They then attempted to tie the waiver they needed into the achievement goal they're trying to achieve. Oftentimes you see waivers listed in petitions, but they're not usually tied to what they're hoping to accomplish from getting the waiver. And Decatur did an exemplary job, I thought, of tying the waivers in with what they're trying to accomplish at the school level.
A unique aspect of Decatur's charter petition was its proposal to establish a system charter leadership team with these goals.
How is the charter working? You know, are we really making decisions that are, you know, really meaningful? Are there other things that we could do?
They talked a lot about their overall strategic planning they've been doing for the past 3 or 4 years and the direction the system has taken during that time, and they wanted to have an intermediate body that could remain true to that idea while also giving these schools the type of freedom that the Act contemplates.
So I would use them definitely as a sounding board and also as a panel and as a group of folks to help me think through the kind of recommendations that we would bring to the school board.
As Decatur waited for a decision on its system petition, school officials were closely watching another charter issue unfolding in the state legislature. A 2008 bill amending the charter law once again created a new 7-member Georgia Charter Schools Commission that can approve and fully fund individual startup charter schools.
I understand the need for it because I hear from parents across the state who have applied to their local school board and been denied, and they thought their application had merit.
It may be the case that you get a charter system and that there's an individual or group of parents that want to operate a startup charter school in that system and then appeal to the commission to do so.
Someone comes in and says, we're going to start up a school in your city and or community, and we're going to take 200 students. Not only do they take the state money, but they take the local money. What we were trying to say is, if we've gone and become a system charter because we all want to be moving in a direction together, how can you go ahead and grant an entity that basically doesn't have anything to do with nor the board has any say over, how can you grant them to become a charter? In a way, aren't you disrupting this system charter concept?
I understand why they oppose it, and I oppose the bill, because here you have a community, you have a school system that stepped up to the plate and said, we support charter systems, yet here's this mechanism that's going to draw away local funds.
In May of 2008, Decatur school officials were puzzled when the State Board of Education postponed the decision on its charter petition for another month.
Some of our board members felt that they had language in the petition that retain the real authority in the local school board, and that the school governing teams, school leadership teams, wouldn't have any meaningful control at the school level.
We had made such a conscious effort to check the information, to find out as much as we could, and we kept saying to people, this is how we're going to address it. This is what we believe will work. Actually, I think in some ways we got penalized because we were so thorough.
On June 12, 2008, the City Schools of Decatur's charter petition was unanimously approved by the State Board of Education. One state board member predicted that the City Schools of Decatur would be the shining star of Georgia's new system charter initiative.
I think we have been the poster child and we've been out front on this issue. You know, I believe that we will be the shining star, and I believe that we can also help others that think that maybe they just might want to put their toe in the water.
The City Schools of Decatur's charter contract begins on July 1, 2008 and runs through 2013. Everyone involved in this new initiative says implementation will not happen overnight.
What you'll see is kind of subtle changes at first, but then as the individual schools succeed under this new flexibility and freedom, I see them being granted much more authority.
What I have said to the central office staff since I've been here is our job is to be a support. We are to be a help. We are not to be the mandators, you know, the people from on high that say you must do it this way. But I do think that our job will change because we will then become the support structure for the most important element, which is really the school.
In part two of this series, we'll look at the role of the community in Decatur's new school leadership teams. Who will be members? How will they be trained to serve in those elected positions? And what authority these teams will ultimately have at each of Decatur's city schools?